This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman from the 15th of this month. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Jordan at the invitation of the King of Jordan, Abdullah II bin al-Hussein. During the visit, the Prime Minister will meet King Abdullah II to review the entire gamut of relations between India and Jordan and exchange perspectives on regional issues. We have a report.
Marking the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries, the visit presents an opportunity to further strengthen India-Jordan bilateral engagement, explore new avenues of collaboration for mutual growth, and promote regional peace, prosperity, security and stability between the two countries. On the 16th of this month, Mr. Modi will proceed to Ethiopia, marking his first visit to the country. During his stay, the Prime Minister will hold wide-ranging discussions with Dr. Ali on all aspects of India-Ethiopia bilateral ties. As partners in the Global South, the visit will reaffirm the shared commitment of the two nations to advance close ties of friendship and bilateral cooperation. In the final leg of his visit on December 17, the Prime Minister will reach Oman at the invitation of Oman Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi hosted a special dinner for all National Democratic Alliance NDA MPs at his official residence last night. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that NDA family represents a shared commitment to good governance, national development and regional aspirations. Mr. Modi said that together they will continue working to strengthen the nation's development journey in the years ahead. This was the first major gathering of the NDA allies after their victory in Bihar elections. President Draupadi Murmu will visit the Nupi Lal Memorial Complex in Imphal today to pay her respect to the brave women warriors of Manipur, acknowledging their historic contribution to the state. She will then proceed to Senapati, where she will address a public gathering and lay foundation stones and inaugurate projects aimed at boosting development in the district. The president arrived in Imphal yesterday afternoon on a two-day visit to the state. She laid the foundation stone and inaugurated various projects worth 1,387 crore rupees in Imphal last evening. These projects include a wide range of areas, including health sector, education, road and highways, tribal development, agriculture, electricity and drinking water. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav has declared the state free of Naxalism following surrender of two Maoists in Balaghat district. He said this became possible due to the determination to eliminate Naxalism from the country by 2026 under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the guidance of Union Home Minister Amit Shah. The Chief Minister was addressing a program organized under the Rehabilitation to Rejuvenation campaign related to the surrender of Naxalites in Balaghat via video conference from Bhopal. Executive Director of Observer Research Foundation America, Dhruva Jaishankar, has highlighted that high tariffs imposed by US and renewed US engagement with Pakistan hinder cooperation between India and the US. He said this in his testimony on India-US affairs before the US House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on South and Central Asia. Mr. Jaishankar opined that the inability to conclude a bilateral trade agreement, along with continued U.S. engagement with Pakistan's military leadership, risks preventing the full realization of an India-U.S. strategic partnership. The 30th International Film Festival of Kerala will begin in Thiruvananthapuram today with the opening film Palestine 36 by Anne-Marie Yassir. The opening film Palestine 36 has earned wide acclaim and won the Best Film Award at the Tokyo International Film Festival. Bangladesh's deposed premier, Sheikh Hasina's Awami League, has demanded a neutral caretaker government to hold free and participatory general elections. The party has rejected a poll schedule announced by what it called the illegal government's illegal election commission. In FIFA E-World Cup 2025 featuring eFootball Mobile, India's Daniel Patel stormed into the quarterfinals as table toppers of Group B in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.